When it comes to this bracha of Geula, Rav Shimon Schwab, this is something so powerful. He says, sometimes we ourselves are not even aware that we're living in paradise circumstances. And he says this is a basic fact of human nature, that we can be in a very dangerous and serious situation. We can still try and minimize it or overlook it, perhaps as a coping mechanism. He personally recalls the Germany of the early 30s when Hitler Yamach Shemai comes to power. Rav Schwab says there was never a person as evil as he was. And if you take all the Rashaim in history and bond them on one side of a scale and put Hitler on the other side, he'd outweigh them all. But nonetheless, it was only a small number of Jews who leave Germany immediately. Most people thought that Hitler's government, with all of its anti-Semitic policies, was an aberration. It would soon blow over. Normal democratic conditions would quickly return to Germany. That was what people thought in Germany, and certainly in faraway Eastern Europe. Schwab spoke about a description of a bracha of the Meir Yeshiva in May, 1936 and 38, where he says he felt quite safe in Poland, even though he knew he couldn't travel to Germany because of the political situation. People were simply blind to the menacing situation in which they lived. Schwab personally says he came to America in December 1936. They referred to America as the Golden Medina. And then he says, today we realize it's not golden, it was just paper money. He goes further and says, as free as we seem here, we should realize that here too, even in America, we're living in Golos. It's hate all around. And even in America, we're not secure. From his American perspective, he says, we came here because we were disliked in Europe. And even if we'd leave America, his words, where would we go? So we'll go to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael is not necessarily safest of places to be. There we faced, his words, the so-called Palestinians, a relatively new entity who don't like us and want the land for themselves. Who says we'll be secure there? So where should we go, to the moon? He says there's no place on earth. He uses a German word, where Jews are entwunscht, welcome, where the general population desires and welcomes the influx of Jews. Therefore, because we're essentially not welcome anywhere, there's nowhere that's really safe. As long as we're still in Golos, we need to ask Hashem to protect us from the dangers that lurk around anywhere and everywhere. Even if that danger is quite unbeknown to us. That's Re'evon Yenu. Re'evon Yenu is, see that we're weak and we have no real power to guarantee our survival. And therefore we ask you, Hashem, to fight our battle. And the underlying meaning that danger is lurking all around, we say that when we make the bracha of Aninu on the Tana Sibyl. Understanding this tefillah, which might go all the way back to Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, while we're still living in Eretz Yisrael, there's danger all around, and the only thing that can save us from that danger is Hashem.